A strong emphasis on education is perhaps one of the most defining characteristics of the West Medford community. Through hard work and dedicated commitment, the community has endeavored to make quality education a priority. Listen as Carlotta Frisbee recounts the creation of the first kindergarten in Medford, right in their own community.
Medford was in this community, and it was through the efforts of the people. I worked with people in Gilchrist that wanted to move to West Medford so they could send the kids to the kindergarten.
That's amazing.
And we had a kindergarten ever since.
The first kindergarten was not the only innovation. In 1963, while she was teaching at East Boston High School, the West Medford Improvement Association approached Madeline with a request to run for the Medford School Committee. Although no African-American woman had ever successfully run for such a position, either in Medford or in the state as a whole, Madeline agreed to try to recruit high-quality teachers, especially teachers of color, creating a racial balance plan for the Medford schools, evaluating school building needs, strengthening the existing guidance program, and initiating a skills training program for students who did not wish to pursue higher education. One of the high-quality teachers hired in 1969, she became very active in the desegregation of the Hervey Elementary School in West Medford, working with other African-American parents who wanted equal treatment for their children. Through this process, she was one of a few African-American teachers hired at the Hervey in 1970. At that time, it became a K-3 magnet school.